Devoted Sudbury volunteer Bev Briscoe passed away at Maison McCulloch Hospice March 25 at the age of 74 after being diagnosed with lung and bone cancer in 2020. Bev was an inspiring and impressive person who truly made the city of Sudbury greater, said her obituary. She provided leadership, mentorship, and friendship to many people and worthy causes. She received many awards for her efforts, most recently a national award for her work at the hospice. Whether galas, golf tournaments, walkathons, or festivals, Bev has raised thousands of dollars from building the hospice, acquiring equipment for the cancer center, or providing daily needs for seniors. Truly, Bev embodied Jesus' teaching of loving thy neighbor on a daily basis. The former manager at Sears and then Sears Home was a member of the Sudbury Hospice Foundation Board, and was the chair of the hospice's annual fundraising gala for 5 years. Beyond her work with the hospice, Briscoe was also a well-known volunteer with the Northern Cancer Foundation, and was part of Angels in Pink, a team of Sudburyans who raised money for breast cancer equipment and a van that takes women to and from breast screening appointments. She also volunteered for a number of other causes, including Keeping Seniors Warm, an initiative where 50 senior citizens take part in a fun day of socializing and shopping for winter necessities to keep them warm when the weather gets cold. Briscoe also worked with Home Hospice North, the Sudbury Business and Professional Women's Club, the Greater Sudbury Public Library Board, the Bell Park Advisory Panel, and many other organizations. We spoke to Briscoe in December 2020, when she received the prestigious June Calwood Award for her work with the hospice. The award is named for the late June Calwood, a longtime advocate of hospice, community activist, journalist, author, and recipient of the Order of Canada. Briscoe said she believes strongly in the work done by Maison McCulloch Hospice. She said she has had friends and family members who have used its services. The amount of dignity and respect has always amazed me, she said. You leave this earth when you're in the hospice in peace and in quiet, surrounded by friends and family. What more can you ask for? Now you know why I'm involved in the hospice. I firmly believe in it. I wouldn't have worked so hard to raise money for the hospice if I didn't believe in everything that it stands for. The essence of our hospice is caring and sharing, said Jerry Lougheed Jr., chair of the Sudbury Hospice Foundation Board, which nominated Briscoe for the award. Bev Briscoe embodies these qualities as a leader and committed volunteer in helping others. Bev brings the light of love to the darkness of this weary world. Sudbury.com has highlighted Briscoe's volunteer work several times over the years. She was featured in our Helpers series on local volunteers in 2019, and the year before, we surprised her with an act of kindness for her work on behalf of those battling cancer. You can watch the video below. Over the years, I have been blessed to serve on many committees and boards, and work with so many amazing people, Briscoe said in 2019. When you volunteer and truly get involved, it becomes a passion because you see the results of your efforts and the team effort it takes to achieve an organization's goals. After she gave to so many others in the community, Briscoe's friends paid it forward in 2020 after she was diagnosed with cancer, raising more than $10,000 to help cover her living expenses as she dealt with the impacts of the disease. I don't want this to be misconstrued, because nobody deserves to get cancer, period, nobody, said then Northern Cancer Foundation Executive Director Tanise Loughran in June 2020. But you kind of think people like Bev should be immune from getting the disease, given everything she's done to help others with it. There's a real sense of unfairness. I'm struggling with it, to be honest, really struggling with it, as are many people. People are kind of in shock. Loughran said Briscoe had been a NCF board member for 10 years, and has volunteered at almost every event we've ever had. Briscoe began volunteering for the NCF after her husband, Hilary Savary, was diagnosed with cancer in 2006, and was treated at the Northern Cancer Center. Savary passed away from cancer in 2011. Her obituary said she was the loving daughter of James and Muriel, Stevens, Briscoe, predeceased. She is lovingly remembered by her Yaya sisters, Linda Dowsett, Monique Mercier, and Tina Hawes Chapman. Briscoe's family expressed their appreciation to Joy and John Huerta, Cyril and Jackie McFate, and Bev's extended family, whose love and care always supports Bev in her journey, most recently Lyle and the staff at the hospice for making her final days peaceful and with dignity, letting her die as she lived, on her own terms. Briscoe is resting at the Lougheed Funeral Home, 252 Regent Street. Friends may call 2 to 4 and 6 to 8 p.m. Thursday, March 30, with parish prayers at 3 p.m. A funeral mass takes place at Holy Redeemer Church Friday, March 31 at 10 a.m. In lieu of flowers, donations to Maison McCulloch Hospice would be appreciated.